Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly, April 2012. Forgive any apparent insider stuff this month, but it's not often that Yachting Monthly waves goodbye to an editor after 10 years at the helm. But at least Paul Gelder leaves us in good heart with long years sailing ahead of him. When I say I'm an apparent insider, by the way, I mean just that. Such is the marvel of technology that people like me are rarely in the actual office unless there's a Christmas party. If you have an impression of all YM contributors sitting around a guttering paraffin lamp in a swaying cabin, chewing tobacco, hammering out an editorial line with vivid oaths, and occasionally threatening one another with marlin spikes, good. Even if you conjure up a smarter gang of gritty, well-muscled figures arranged along the tow rail of a smart white cruiser in technical leisure wear, discussing AIS and GeoNav down imaging and arguing about leech flutter and Xylon Dyneema hybrid sailcloth, that's okay too, well, sort of. For that is how it should feel. A magazine for the converted, whether newcomers or veterans, needs a sense of immersiveness, even obsession. I spent some of my younger journalistic days chasing around after a series of enthusiasts for everything from miniature hovercraft and sled dog driving to ballooning. It left me with a firm belief that being thoroughly interested in something among fellow aficionados is the key to happiness. Some women friends look at me strangely when I say that the only shopaholic buzz I ever get is walking into a chandlery, but it's true, and I have to avoid the boat show these days because for years I always ended up buying some cute new kind of dinghy which batted its eyelashes and fluttered its rollocks at me. Folders, inflatables, plastic saucers, you name it, and I've bought it and generally resold it at a loss. So YM is always a joy, not least because ever since the days of the great Des Slighthome and his fictional old Harry, almost all of its editors have been of the same mind. They kept a cruising attitude, a pleasure-loving, relaxed, safe but unfussy approach to taking boats to sea. Your ideal YM edition takes only a decent, distant interest in racing boys and speed freaks and record hunters. They're always delighted to congratulate the latest high-tech circumnavigator, but equally pleased, I think, about a tremulous first channel crossing or a mooch around the Walton backwaters, or the manifold embarrassments bravely borne by contributors to the back page. It should feel like a magazine which, should you come alongside, would take your shorelines and lend you its tide table, and only occasionally do a bit of nagging to do it right and not be rash. But even then, the good old spirit of Slighthome peeps through, or so I like to think. I always cherish his great line about the springtime skipper, staring at a furry frying pan and wondering how to disguise for himself in fitting out the fact that he never actually laid up. Nobody is perfect. The YM online forum, apart from a few chronic cross-patches, has the same general tone. We're doing this for fun. It isn't going to make us famous or rich. Au contraire. We may do huge passages, transatlantic or Pacific. We may encounter gales and seas too big for comfort. But we don't court dangerous thrills for their own sake, because we want to stay alive into a great age and still afloat. We once met an 86-year-old single-hander in an anchorage who wouldn't come over to us for a drink because when I get in dinghies I tend to fall in the sea. He was on his way to pick up a spry young septuagenarian for the passage to Scilly. That's a good YM attitude. And so is the mindset of the very young who save up beer and fag money for a neat little 20-footer of a certain age and set out on what is as proper an adventure as many a grander one. My own husband Paul has just got Wild Song to Uruguay, and I hope he'll now finish the blog, lately crippled by sat-nav minutes running out. But I doubt that it can be a greater thrill than his first North Sea crossing in a Leisure 17 years ago. So, as Kieran Flatt takes over the watch, sets the waypoints and steers onwards, we wish him well and raise a glass to him, and obviously a threatening marlin spike, should he wander off the true course of cruising wisdom. But I'm sure he won't. I mean, Kieran, you can always trust a man with a long keel.